when I was growing up. I've heard these Bible verses so much from our services that it has stayed with me. And what does the Bible verse say? And this is in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 22. It said, obedience is better than sacrifice. It says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken, in other words, to listen and do, than the fat of rams. And this was said to King Saul. God gave him instruction. Go out there, do this battle. This is what you must do. He won the battle as Spirit promised. But he wanted to please the people. Then he didn't do what Spirit asked. And yet he came and make offering. And the Spirit of God was telling Prophet Samuel, who is he making offerings? You think I depend on your offering? The dictionary defines obedience as dutiful or submissive compliance. And you are compliant. For a believer, that means surrendering our will to God. Then the same dictionary says to sacrifice is to give up, renounce, or destroy, especially for an ideal of belief. When we obey God, it shows that we love God and that we know God is all powerful. You can see in our daily life, 30 miles an hour on a street. For whatever reason, if we don't obey it, the traffic light, they pull us over and they give a ticket. At that moment, we wish we had obeyed it. Because it would have saved us not just money, the time we have to take. And of course, the emotional thing when you have a cop right behind you. Sometimes we think our emotions doesn't cost us. It does cost us. In the song we did today, I'll still come back to the obedience, illumination, and intellect. They are all needed. In the song we did today, the meaning of it, if we look at it, say, we meditate upon the glorious splendor of the divine. When somebody is glorious, splendor, it means, I mean, beyond what you can even. And he said, may he illuminate our minds. Illumination. The further meaning of the song also says, O creator of the universe, the galaxies, the planets, the dimensions, you name it. May we receive that supreme sin-destroying light. No, nothing can stand in its way. It will make us whole. It will bring us good things. May thou guide our intellect in the right direction. Illumination, intellect. But before any of that can take place, you got to obey the Lord. Because it is in the obedience that you will know who is in charge, that the Spirit of God illuminates your mind. It will illuminate our mind. Then we will see why God said, do this, do that, do that. But we do the opposite. We bring our intellect before we obey. And I'll give examples tonight, and examples are bound in the scriptures. Do most of us remember Jonah? If he had obeyed, things would have been easier. But no, his intellect came. I don't know. I don't want to do it. He still did. He still ended up doing it, isn't it? And he could have saved himself being dumped in the water and all of that and all of that. Now, I don't know if whale can actually swallow a person, but they said a fish swallowed it. To tag along before I go more into that, we must remember we can either make ourselves miserable when we don't obey, right? Or make ourselves stronger when we obey. The amount of work is the same. So imagine Jonah, if he had, all that stress, all that, he would have avoided that. The amount of energy he put in saying, I'm not going to do it, it would be the same if he had just quietly obeyed and all of that. So why do we put ourselves through that? We do it on a daily basis. We need to avoid our worst impulses. Some of our worst impulses is disobedience. Impulses are different from intuition. Because impulses is a physical, electrical thing. Intuition knows what it's doing. Impulses, we just act. Because that's what Jonah did. Oh, well, I'm not going to do this. And there are a lot of prophets too. Remember Moses? Well, when God said, look, I need for you, it's like, well, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. The intellect is kicking in. First of all, I stutter. I said, God didn't know that. But eventually he obeyed. What would have happened if Pharaoh had obeyed, right? The Egyptians could have avoided all the nonsense. Because our pride gets in the way. Our intellect tied to our pride gets in the way. And that way, then we don't get the illumination. Because when your intuition tells you something and you go about it, when you see the result, that's when your mind now is like, oh, I never thought of this. I'm glad I did it. How many times have people had dreams or they have intuition to do something? Let's say maybe play the lottery and they didn't. Later on, they're kicking themselves. Or they gave them something to design something, to create something, and they say, this is not going to amount to anything. And they did it. Or somebody else did it. When we have innovations, when we have things that are newly brought into the world, it came through intuition. I mean, the airplane that we now take and go everywhere. Is it, what do they call the brothers, the Wright brothers? I'm sure someday they were just, and they're like, well, the birds can fly. Why can't we do that? And then they listened. Even though they didn't know the outcome, but they went ahead and did it. Then the illumination began to come. Okay, do this, put this together, do that, do that. Obedience means we are listening to the Spirit of God. And we're showing that, yes, we trust. Even Prophet Muhammad, peace be unto him. When the Spirit of God first appeared to him, he wanted to run away. He didn't know what, like, no. And God bless his wife, Adija. He said, why? Don't just do what is, you know. Because it's so easy to think most of our spiritual heroes or inspiration that they easily obey. Because it's a human phenomenon. We don't like to, you know, show me the money, then I will do something. That, because that's our attitude. Show me the money. And the Lord doesn't work like that. You obey, then you see what I can do with you. The man who started where for humanity, is that what they call him? Where they go ahead and Habitat for Humanity. He was a well-known lawyer. He had made, you know. But then that spirit talked to him. Then he obeyed. The rest is history. Even the wife was like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Gonna give all our money and all of that. Every time there's an innovation, every time there's what will they call that? When new designs, new things come in, there's a word for it. It's because the one, the vessel, the channel listened and obeyed.
Invention,
thank you. Because there'll be no electricity, there'll be no airlines, aircraft. Most of what we enjoy today, it's not like it's guaranteed. They, something in them, and they obey, they listen, and they try it. And then the illumination start coming. Do this, do that. And then, in the process of the illumination, then the intellect comes in. God didn't want you to just sit on your intellect. God gave you that intelligence. If God gave you ability to, you know math, or you can sing and all of that. God doesn't want you to throw it away. Otherwise, we won't be enjoying all this good music and all the other things that come. But obedience, that's the key. Because it takes a lot of energy to refuse. The same energy you will use to say yes and get life more abundantly. So we must remember, whatever life gives to us, let us accept it, good or bad. Because in just saying yes, first of all, you can find the cure to something that is not good for you. Now, here's a simple story. Of a great saint. Who has, you know, somebody was observing him. And he had two disciples, you know, they were close to him that they were following. Let's say they were named Bob and Dave, at least we can understand, you know. So this observer saw that the saint was more attached to Dave than to Bob. Because this person used to visit the saint for blessings, And one day I asked him, say, dear beloved saint, Bob does all the work in your ashram. Yeah, you give so much importance to David. Why? You see where the intellect is beginning to happen? Then the saint said, oh, okay. Why don't you come tomorrow? When you do, bring me a horse. And I will answer your question. He didn't say, bring me a Tesla. He said, bring me a horse. And I will answer your question. Next day, the man brought the horse. So then the saint called. He said, Bob. Bob came and said, could you put that horse on the roof of the ashram? Well, first of all, look at the horse. Like any of our hesitate, like, seriously, teacher? Then he said, teacher, saying, how is this possible? This horse is very big. How am I supposed to? I don't have that kind of strength. How do I carry it to the top of the roof? Then the saint said, okay, you may go and do your work. Now the teacher now asked for David, to come and ask him to do the same. Say, David, put this horse on the roof. Listening to this, without any question, in an instant, David went near the horse and put his head between the legs of the horse and started putting in strength to lift the horse on his shoulder. The person sitting by the saint was observing this. Then the teacher looked at the person, smiled and said, this is the answer to your question. Why? Because if we, as a child of God, we know the true essence of God and our connection. When God tells us to do something, because we're in harmony with that divine mind, we won't question it, will we? We will go ahead and do it. And then the invention will happen, the innovation, the creativity. Because we won't look at ourselves like, well, we don't have the power. But the one who sent you knows what he's doing and has the power. And that's why you see, when God told Jesus, did he hesitate? He came. They knew he was going to be abused and all of that. But even in that very little moment, probably also to teachers, where he said, can we change this contract, Lord? Because now he saw, like, oh my God, this is more than I thought it would be. And God said, and he said, well, he didn't even, once God says no, then he said, okay, that will be done, Lord. It's okay. For this I was born. Each of us has a path that has been assigned, that is laid before us by that Spirit of God who created us long before we came. And we need to follow that path. But then we see others, we're straining our head. Oh, this one's path is doing. Follow your own path. God knows exactly what God has planned to use you for. You don't need to strain your neck. The amount of time you use in straining your neck, and then you might have to have an acupuncture or was it the chiropractor to straighten it, you could have avoided all of that and saved yourself some money. And there are a few times I've kicked myself So he said, do something. To me, I think, oh, that's not holy. I can't do that. And later I'll find out, oh, I should have done that. So in everything we do, because that's how we show that our love for God and God's love for us is not mutually exclusive, it's harmonious. And that we trust that which is leading us instead of following our worst impulses. And that, you know, in that obedience, because that means you are meditating on God in that obedience. And that's what that song says. I meditate on the glorious splendor of the divine. May it illuminate my mind. When the Creator has given you the supreme sin destroying light, then it will guide your intellect in the right direction. And then you can use that intellect. And that's what's missing in our world. It's so easy to blame others. Look at yourself personally. In what way are you not obeying? You want illumination? You need to obey first before illumination will come. Somebody said, go inside the house. I said, well, I don't know how to get. Just go in there. Do you have the key? And then you can flip the switch on, and then you will see what is in there. And then based on that, then you can apply your intellect, what you want, what you don't want. Because this life is a gift. And when somebody gives you something, don't you celebrate it? We celebrate that life. And we don't even know what is in that gift box. There's so many nice things that we just make us like, whoa. But you have to first of all take the box and open it. And that's when the apostle says, to obey is better than to sacrifice. Because sacrifice means you are straining. You have to finally do all of these things. For those who have gone before us, who have obeyed the Lord, may God continue to bless them. And for those of us who have been inspired by their life, may we be also obedient so that those who are coming after us, those who are here, will also be inspired. If we don't obey God, we are closing the door to abundance, to life more abundantly. And God wants us to have that life more abundantly. Because in the process of obedience, illumination will come. Then we can see clearly. I can see the day when the rain is gone. I can see all the obstacles in my way. And then we can apply ourselves. Okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I... Sometimes God will bring something that doesn't match our aspirations yet. It doesn't matter whether it's itty bitty. Obey. Use that as a stepping stone. Because the aspiration, let this still be your aspiration. And you give it to God. God knows what he's doing. When God says, go do something, you go do it. And let the blessings rain. May we always be obedient. And may the divine love continue to illuminate our mind. And may we be able to use our intellect in the right direction. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.